They're in the blue strip with the thin white hoops. Traditional Featherstone colours, you would say. Red and white for the Salford Red Devils as Salford defending now. 40 out from the Featherstone line. Little show and go here from Thackeray, and he's quick, gets the ball back on the inside. And there's a line break here, and Featherstone might be about to score the first points. Going for the line, the ball is going to be put down. And it's Jordan Baldwinson that scored at the side of the post. Tremendous try from Featherstone Rovers, and Salford Red Devils have been caught cold here. Wonderful try, and Featherstone lead by 4 points to nil.
I'll tell you what, Mark Wilson, that's the best try I've seen in the in these qualifiers. What a sensational try, and what a great start. And as I mentioned before the game kicked off, you know, the enthusiasm what Featherstone was showing, certainly in the warm-up, boy oh boy have they turned up here now. But what a great ball movement, and just playing on the fringes, but it's a great break from Thackeray. The ball and the support play, sensational. Featherstone, what a great start. I'll tell you what, Salford, if you didn't think that Featherstone was going to turn up with the right attitude here now, I'll tell you what, they will do now after 30 seconds of this first half.
That was a wonderful try.
That's the best try in the eight so far you've seen. Oh, it's sensational.
Last one, they're going down the short side here. Quick hands, they're trying to get in, and they've not completed the tackle, and they will hit straight back here, the Salford Red Devils. He's just going to consult his linesman here, and the try scored. It's given. Is it Wella Haraki who's crashed in, Scully?
I think it's Wella Haraki there, just on the left-hand side, but it's still, it's just come from that mistake, has it, from the kick-off there. And as I say, the quality what Salford have got, certainly on the fringes, and Wella Haraki, he's just come off the left peg there. The defence on Featherstone, the one-on-one, just a miss there, and just a response, I'm sure, Coach Watson wanted from his Salford Red Devils, but it's just come from the lack of communication from Featherstone from the kick-off. Salford got themselves back into this game.
Flanagan five away, last one. Dobson loitering to the left of the post. Here he is now with his hands on the ball. He's kicking towards that far try line, far touch line. The ball's gone to ground, picked up by the Red Devils, and I think it's Junior Sowers popped up with a try. Far too easy for Salford. Two tries in two possessions for them. 7 minutes gone. The Red Devils lead by 10 points to six.
Yeah, they have, Mark, as well. But again, it's another mistake from Featherstone Rovers. It's straight from the kickoff this time, and it goes dead. And I say Salford got themselves a good field position. Nice set of six from a point of view there. And Dobson, well, the quality of the kick, he's always been a quality kicker, is Dobson. Great kick on the last tackle, but I say Featherstone, not much of a challenge. And Junior Sal, thank you very much. I'll take my first 4 pointer. Just a little bit too easy, that, Mark, for Salford.
Griffin 8 metres out. Can't get the offload away. Dobson gets his hands on the ball again. Move quickly now, moving it at pace. Good defence on Murdoch Masil. That's a great round the legs tackle. But they've got numbers here. But Dobson can't get the pass away. He does eventually. Over the top pass to Josh Jones. He's big, he's strong, he's close in. He's over the line, and he's got the ball down in the corner. Featherstone on their knees behind their own try line. It started off in dreamland with a try in the opening 60 seconds for Featherstone, but three tries inside 10 minutes for Salford. They lead here by 16 points to six.
Yeah, Salford just keeping the ball alive out there. Say big Josh Jones, well, 5 metres away from there, you're not going to stop him from that sort of distance. But I'm just looking at John Sharp. He's going back into the stands now, and he'll be asking the question, come on, fellas, you know, we're far better side than what this are. It's just schoolboy mistakes what they're doing, allowing the good field position what Salford are getting from there. But it's just schoolboy mistakes, and I say you, it doesn't matter what opposition you're playing against, you will get punished for that, and that's exactly what Salford have done.
Ball now to O'Brien, runs out wide. Here's Evels into the line, gets it to Vido. Vido surely will score in the corner. He will. Brushes off Thackeray to score, and it's too simple for Salford. 14 gone. They lead by 20 points to 6.
Yeah, all too easy. All too easy. The defence is going soft here now. You've just seen, I guess, you know, at times what we've seen from Salford this year. They have that bit of quality, and if they let the ball do their work, they're certainly out on the flanks. Get it nice and wide. They've got pace out there, but as I say, John Sharp, he'll be shaking his head because, as we said, that great start from Featherstone. But now it's all going wrong. Salford just showing the quality, what they've got in their side.
Ball being moved out quickly to Griffin. Griffin trying to get round the outside. He breaks through, gives the ball away, and Junior Sal's in for his second. This is far too easy. It's Salford Red Devils 24, Featherstone 6.
Yeah, as I just said, if I reckon there's another try coming on, it's quite too easy now. Straight from the scrum, getting it again. Nice and wide away from there, and the big man himself, and I say Junior Sal, he just said, thank you very much, I'll have a double for this afternoon now. And it's all true here now for Salford. As I've mentioned, they have a bit of quality in that side of you. If you're not prepared to tackle them, well, I'll tell you what, they will make you look a little bit foolish, and that's exactly what's happening here now. with the Feversham Rovers side.
Jellison at dummy half will play the ball, and he scoots to his right hand side, gets a pass away to Briggs, a little grubber kick, that's tempting, it should be a try if it bounces for Ormond-Royd, and he's scored the point since Featherstone. Well, the second time they've been down there, and they've come away with points again. It's Red Devils 26, Featherstone 10.
Yeah, it's a nice attacking play as well, but it's an excellent kick through, and a big man himself. He will like that one. I can reassure you, Matt, all front rowers come tonight after he's had a couple of quiet ones. That won't be a try from 5 yards. It'll be a try from around about 65, 70 yards. They like them shorter distance to the big fellas of front rowers. And I say, Featherstone now, have they just got themselves back into this game?
The ball with Salford just over the halfway line. They move it to Dobson. Dobson gets it away. Ball back on the inside. And Evels is quick. And Evels wants two off. And Evels going for the corner. They're not going to get to him. This is a great individual try from Niall Evels. Lovely hands at the line from O'Brien. Gets the ball back inside. And the fullback swoops through and outpaces the Featherstone defence to score. 28 minutes gone. Red Devils 30. Featherstone 12.
Yeah, Niall Evels just showing what a quality fullback he is. And the pace, what he's got, but that's one of Salford's plays, is that just getting it two passes away from the ruck area, but back on the inside to the ever supporting Niall Evels, and he just showed the quality of his pace there. Nice little handoff just to get away from the defender at first, but then once he went clear, he put the burners on, and he wasn't going to stop him from there. Great try, Salford. Excellent finish by Evels.
The last one though, Salford still short of halfway. Bodies flying all over the place here. They're going to run this. They are going to run it out wide for Griffin. Now they've got a two-on-one, and Griffin's away. He's got Isaraki on his outside. I think Griffin's going to have to go himself here. He's running across. He's waiting for support. Is it going to arrive? It's an American football pass to Murdoch Masilla, and Murdoch Masilla is going to score. Bumps off Thackeray. What play from Griffin. Ran from one side of the field to the other, then gets the shotgun pass out. Finds Murdoch Masilla, who bumps off two would-be defenders to score. It's another try, the seventh of the afternoon. The Red Devils lead 36-12.
Yeah, it's excellent play from Salford, isn't it? They said the last tag of the football, we're not going to kick this, we're just going to get it away from the ruck area. Big Griffin says, hey, I'm going through this try line here, and all of a sudden he's going to make it the longest try ever, because he's gone straight, he's gone across the field, and the big man himself, I think he was having a bit of a blow here, Matt, to be honest with you. The big guy on the right hand side here, and well, he got the ball off the big guy, the Masilla, just Anthony Thackeray, he just said, oh, thank you very much, I'm going to give you the big fend, see you later. And well, it's a great 4 points in the game for Salford.
Ball five away from the post, going to play it now, and Tompkins jumps out of dummy half, pumps a couple off, he's going to go himself, and he's in, Logan Tompkins, and that was a simple try. Featherstone are not happy with the awarding of it, but John Sharp will be even less happy with the defending in front of the post. And Featherstone are getting blown away here. Salford 42, Featherstone 12.
Yeah, at this level as well, it's a soft try, it's as simple as that. And well, Salford, they're just dumping the ante at this moment in time, the speed of the game. Featherstone just cannot control at this moment. And I say, Tompkins just said, well, if you're not going to tackle me, I'm going to go over for my first 4 points this afternoon. But as I say, at this level, you've got to say that is a soft try, Mark Wilson.
You have indeed. Briggs is away, 20 metres out from the line, gives it to Cooper. Cooper, good initial tackle there from Niall Evels, but Cooper's still going, and tackled five away from the line. Big chances for Fev, put some points on the board, start of the second half. They move it out wide to Thackeray, great pass, and they're in. And they are in for their third try. That was lovely hands on the far side. Is it just Walters who's gone in? I think it could be. Third try for Featherstone. Salford 44, Featherstone 16.
Yeah, excellent from Featherstone, and I say, you know, just asking plenty of questions on to Salford's defence on the right-hand side there, but it's an absolute pizza to pass from Thackeray, and Josh Walters as well, we all know. He likes to score a try, exactly what he did for the Rhinos to win the grand final. Boy, oh boy, hasn't it changed for him this year, but quality player, nice pass. Great start for Featherstone this second half.
And the ball move right now. Here is O'Brien, ball back on the inside for Ward. Tries to bump off. It was Davis again, and he's big. He's big in the tackle. And the ball now to Dobson, has to stoop to catch it. Ball back on the inside. This could be a try. It is a try. Right at the side of the post. I think it's Olsi Krasniqi who's dived in. And it's try number 9 for Salford. 48 points to 16.
Yeah, it's the repeat set, isn't it? And pressure. And I say again, when you mention the quality of what Salford have got, and Michael Dobson, well, he's asking all sorts of questions here now, not just, and I say, getting the ball out wide, but around the ruck area for them. Nice little pass back on the inside, and the big man himself Krasniqi, is that
Krasniqi.
Right? Krasniqi. That'll do for me. Goes over for his first four-pointer. And I say Salford, again, just maybe taking control of this game.
Salford knocking on the door. They want more points. They lead by 50 points to 16. Here's Robert Louis. Drop of the shoulder. Gives it to Araki. And Araki from 2 yards out is never going to be stopped. Try again. Red Devils 54, Featherstone Rovers 60.
Yeah, well, Araki from that sort of distance, you're not going to stop him. And he gets himself a double this afternoon. But again, it's just a shocking kick from the kickoff from Craven. Going out on the four, and Salford, well, free play the balls later on. I say, great field position, short distance. Well, Araki said, thank you very much. I'll use my weight, I'll use my size and power. And Powers over for a double for himself. And as I say, Salford there just enjoying themselves now in the second half.
Louis running across the field, gets it out the back to O'Brien. Short pass on the angle for Josh Jones. Jones down the middle, he's got the fullback inside him. Evels must get it away to Dobson. And Dobson will score at the side of the post. Simple from Featherstone, from Salford. Keep the ball alive in the tackle. Support the man with the ball, and Dobson scores at the side of the post. Salford 60, Featherstone 16.
It was. That's what it was all about. That, as I say, just a support player and keeping the ball alive in the tackle. And I say, well, Featherstone are just going a little bit too high here for mine now. And I say the big boys of Salford are asking all sorts of questions. But the support player was excellent. And Evels. Again, coming in from the fullback, and Michael Dobson, well, he liked that sort of distance, 5 metres away from the try line. He gets himself over for the first four-pointer.
Here now is Burgess. Burgess tackled 9 metres out. Will play the ball now. Goes to the right-hand side. Miss out pass to Ben Murdoch. Masilla's strong, and he's in. Ben Murdoch, Masilla. Too big and too strong out wide, and just bumps off would-be defenders. It's try number 12. It's Salford 66, Featherstone Rovers 16.
Yeah, too big and too strong. But again, though, Mark, you know, 10 metres out, if the first man goes around the boot laces and they stop him. But I say, they was all going too high, and with the legs pumping, it wasn't going to stop the big fella in Masilla. And he said, well, I'll take a double myself here this afternoon. And, well, you know, it's just Featherstone defensively, not up to the task on the big man.
Logan Tompkins gets it away for O'Brien. Down the middle, Evels. It's a repeat move. Is Evels going to back himself and score? Gets the pass away to Josh Jones. Superb play again. It's that move we saw in the first half. And Evels, too quick, breaks through the line and gets the ball back to Jones, who gets his second try of the afternoon. It's Salford 70, Featherstone 16.
Yeah, it's excellent play again. It's just great hands of a support play. And, well, Josh Jones, he becomes the fourth player for Salford this afternoon to get himself a double in the tries. But, again, it's Evels again. His great support play, his pace. Just couldn't maybe make the try line, but Josh Jones said, thank you very much. I'll go the extra 10 metres, put myself over for another four-pointer. And I say, but excellent play, keeping the ball alive, and great support play from Salford.
And it's been a pretty routine afternoon at the office for the Salford Red Devils. A hooter about to go in the background. There it is. And job done for the men in red. They were behind early on. John Bolwison scored a wonderful try after a great break from Anthony Thackeray. Jack Ormond and Josh Walters added further tries for Featherstone, but it was all in vain. As 13 Salford tries. Weller Haraki, Junior Sow, Josh Jones, Daniel Vito, and Sow again got them 26-6 up inside 20 minutes before Evels, Murdoch, Masilla, and Logan Tompkins made it 44-12 at the break. Whilst Walters got one back for Rovers, there was more at the other end. Krasniqi, Haraki got a second, Michael Dobson got in, and Ben Murdoch, Masilla had it his second before Josh Jones completed his double. 70 points to 16. Tough afternoon for Featherstone Rovers. They're getting the money, but they're getting beaten as well. And they've got two more rounds of this qualifiers to go. Salford, though, looking to avoid the £1 million game. They'll need things to happen in their favour, Scotty, but they've done what they had to do here today, and that's come here and get the win.
Yeah, they have indeed. And I say, Ian Watson, they'll be pretty happy with that. And I say, the scoreline, 70 points to 16. Yeah, it just tells you the dominance what Salford had over Featherstone this afternoon. But it's all about the purpose now, the momentum, what Salford need. They've got two more championship sides to play, making sure that if they can maybe avoid that £1 million game, they need to put plenty of points on the board. They've done that this afternoon by getting 70. And as I say, it's all about for Salford now, getting that confidence, maybe getting the combinations right, what Ian Watson is looking for. because, as I say, if they're looking to avoid that £1 million gain, they're going to need to put on the same sort of scoreline against Batley and London, who they play in the next 2 weeks.